So we're doing now, it's kind of actually separate from what we did the past 2 days, but factually related, but conceptually it's separate. Well, so the deal is when Shabbos comes out on Yom Tov, so we go like Rebbe, which means is that Rebbe holds is that since it's one day, experientially, you encounter one day, so the day is mechayev you to give praise to God about the nature of the day. Now the nature of the day has two facets. Shabbos Yantav. So therefore it's mechayev you to say a bracha in Shemona Esrei about Shabbos and Yantav. Okay? And Shabbos and Yantav, the day has two facets. Shabbos and Yantav. It's not just Shabbos, not just Yantav. There's some malachas generated by two different things. So therefore you have to make a bracha which includes Shabbach about Shabbos and Shabbach about Yantav. And therefore, the Chasima is going to have Shabbos in it, and is going to have Yantav. But the question is, how exactly does it go? So on Shabbos, an ordinary Shabbos, you say Mikadesh Shabbos. Okay, on a Yantav, you say Nikadesh Yisrael VeHazmanim. Okay. So maybe before we get into what you do on this combo deal, we have to understand what's the idea of Mikadesh Yisrael VeHazmanim. So why are you saying two things? Why not just say Mikadesh Hazmanim? God is Mikadesh, sanctifies the times. Why are we saying Mikadesh Yisrael Hazmanim, the Jewish people in the times? So it's like adding two, shoving together two different things.
Right?
You even say, Yatav Rechatonim Yikol HaAmim, you chose us from amongst the nations. Right? And then, right? Then Ratiten Lanu. So you see, you do that also. You talk first about how God singled us out and chose us and made us distinct from all the nations, and Ratiten Lanu, and He gave us this Yantav. So there's an idea, you talk about the Ratonu, means how God chose us, was Mekadesh us. So why are we mentioning Mekadesh Shal Azmanu? It's two different things, Yisrael Azmanu. So the Gemara says that He's Mekadesh Yisrael Azmanim because God isn't. He isn't directly Mekadesh Dizmanim. He's Mekadesh Yisrael, who are Mekadesh Dizmanim. In other words, without the Jewish people, there is no Kedusha of Yontif. Okay? Because Yontif is based upon the calendar as set up by the Jewish people, like Bezdin. And if Bezdin doesn't set up Yontif, the calendar, then there is no Yontif. But Shabbos doesn't work that way. Shabbos is Shesh Mibreshis. It's an automatic count that's running 7 days, 7 days, 7 days. Avram Avinu had Shabbos. I mean, it had nothing to do with it. Shabbos is just a part of running. You say Avram Yagel Yitzchak Yiranei Yaakov Anavinu Chuvah. So Shabbos is intrinsic from Shesh Mibreshis. It's Mekudosh. But the Kedusha of Yontif is grounded in Klal Yisrael being Mekadosh Yontif. The idea of Shabbos exists independent of the Jewish people. It's a fact in creation. But what Yontif is celebrating God's relationship to Klal Yisrael. Right? It's based upon an idea, Geula, or Matan Torah, or Sukkot. It's an idea of the Klal Yisrael. And it exists insofar as Klal Yisrael is concerned. The theme of Shabbos is the theme of Bereshit, of God as the creator. So the idea of Shabbos exists prior to Klal Yisrael. It's an intrinsic idea, but the idea of Yontif exists based on Klal Yisrael. But halachically also, there was, if everyone would cease, if there would be no Bezdin, Chalila, there would be no Bezdin in Klal Yisrael, or if there's no calendar, no setting of the calendar, or whatever it is, so then there would be no Yantif. But Shabbos would still exist, halachically. So what it's saying is, so that's what it says, that we have to say, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. Right? Right. Now it means, it's like, I guess, well, in terms of Shabbach, so it wouldn't be appropriate to say God is Mekadesh Dizmanim. Because He's not really. He's not really. What He does is He's set up Kedushas Yisrael and enabled us to set up Dizmanim. So He's Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. Ultimately he's the ultimate cause of the Kedusha of Zmanim, of course, but it's not, he wasn't directly Mekadesh the Zmanim. He's Mekadesh Yisrael and the Zmanim. See, of course it means God is, the grammar of it is Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, that God is Mekadesh Yisrael and Hazmanim. The reason you're mentioning Yisrael is because the manner in which he's Mekadesh Hazmanim is through Yisrael. So just to say Mekadesh Hazmanim would be like, it would be misleading. It would imply that God just Mekadesh Hazmanim. But if you say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, you show that they're related, and the Kedusha of Hazmanim is contingent upon Yahweh and Kal Yisrael. So therefore you put them together.
But Shabbos, you say Mekadesh Shabbos. It doesn't need Kali Yisrael to talk about it.
Okay? Fine. So now the question is, so what do you do when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov coinciding? Shabbos and Yom Tov coinciding? So there's a Shita who wanted to say, and in front of Ravina, someone wanted to say, I think it was Ravina, he wanted to say, Kadesh Yisrael, v'hashabbos v'hazmanim. Again, imagine the Yontif one, but put Shabbos. Let's say take the Yontif. Where do you put Shabbos? So Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, he shoves Shabbos in between Yisrael and Zmanim. So Mekadesh Yisrael v'hashabbos v'hazmanim. And Ravina said to him, what are you doing? Shabbos, you don't need Yisrael for. Yontif you need Yisrael for. So don't say Shabbos. If you say Yisrael, the Hashabbos of Hazmanim, it implies that Shabbos is based upon Yisrael. Don't do that. Rather, say Mekadesh HaShabbos,
Yisrael Hazmanim. What? Or very Yisrael Hazmanim.
Like what we do. Right? It's a fair point. Right? So the question is, what's the Mahalakas? Right? I mean, it seems you hear Ravina's point, but what was Amina? What's the question here? Yeah, okay, so let's talk this out a little bit here. But I think I'm thinking similar to you guys. But let's just look at it simply. Simply put, if you're looking at the Shabbach, so you're giving Shabbach on Yantif. Yisrael, V'Hazmanim. So what does it mean God is Mekadesh Yisrael? There's a Shabbach. What does it mean God is Mekadesh Yisrael? It means he's sanctified the Jewish people. Right? He made a special through whatever. I mean, maybe through giving his Yanta, through giving his Shabbat, through giving lots of things. The mitzvos, the Mekadesh Yisrael has a meaning. Right? And Mekadesh Hazmanim has a meaning, which means that he besides for Mekadesh us, he's Mekadesh the times, that there are certain times, count days, which have Kedusha. Right? So the Mekadesh has certain people, differentiated us from the people of the world. Mekadesh Hazmanim, which is he's Mekadesh certain days from other days. Right? So, yeah, that's the text of the bracha, right? Just the plain pshat. Forgetting about the idea of Klai Yisrael being Mekadesh, Yantif, and all that. Pshat of the thing, and Mekadesh doesn't mean he's Mekadesh two things. God set up a Kedusha of Yisrael, and he set up a Kedusha of Yisrael. Now, the reason why you have to mention them both is because, yeah, Klai Yisrael is Mekadesh Yisrael, and all that. But the problem is, there's two separate ideas in Shabbat. God set up Mekadesh Klai Yisrael, and Mekadesh the days. Now, if I want to now throw Shabbos in there, so where does it belong in terms of the sequence here? Where does it belong? If you say the Kabbalah is combined, there's two different components. Mekadesh Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh Hazmanim. So where does Shabbos belong? Hazmanim. It's in theory related to Hazmanim. It's part of Hazmanim. Right? It's part of Hazmanim. Right? So it would make sense to say it's Mekadesh Yisrael. Yeah, Shabbos v'Hazmanim. If you say Hazmanim is a reference to Yontif, so you want to put Yontif Shabbos as a separate mention, for instance, then Shabbos should be first, so say Shabbos v'Hazmanim. But to say Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim is like going back and forth, you're like weaving. Right? First you say he's Mekadesh Shabbos a day, then he's Mekadesh Jewish people, then he's Mekadesh other days, it's not very smooth. So therefore, rather, since you're giving Shabbat, you give Shabbat about Yisrael and Zmanim, so therefore it's appropriate in terms of your Seder Shevach, where you organize your Shevach of God. So if you want to be logical in your presentation, so that's what the guy did. He said, he says, Mekadesh Yisrael, because you have to mention Yisrael, Shabbos or Zmanim. Right? You have to mention Yisrael, you have to mention Yisrael before Zmanim. Now Shabbos, where are you going to put it? So in terms of the organization of Shevach, it belongs together to Zmanim. That's the way he did it. Right? So what did Ravina say to him? So he said, Otu Shabbos Yisrael Mekadjilai is Chal Yisrael Mekadesh Shabbos. The Shabbos Mekadjil Kaima. Shabbos is already Kadosh. So how could you say? And how could you say Yisrael before Shabbos? Right? It implies a wrong idea. So it's very nice that you want to group together Shabbos and Osman. I mean, you think it's a nice grouping, which is true. It is a nice grouping. But at the same time, you're implying something false. You're implying that you first, like, he's Mekadesh Yisrael, and then Shabbos and Osman. As if the Kedusha of Yisrael comes, like, before the Kedusha of Shabbos. But it's not true. Mekadesh HaShabbos, that's its own thing. Its own thing independent of Kal Yisrael. Okay? Yisrael ve'azmanim, and Yontif has to be together with Yisrael. Because Yontif demands is based upon Yisrael. But to throw Shabbos in there, although it's a smooth in terms of just, like, generic organization, you know, just looking at it thematically, but conceptually, you can't put Yontif with Shabbos because Yontif is together with Zmanim because that's pointing to an idea, Yisrael ve'Azmanim, which means that they go together. But Shabbos is not together with Yisrael. By saying Yisrael ve'Shabbos ve'Azmanim, see, if there were two separate things, then you'd be right. If they're two totally separate shrachos, one is your shrach about Kal Yisrael, Mekadesh Yisrael, and the separate of is Mekadesh Zmanim. Then if you want to say, where does Shabbos belong? Shabbos belongs together with Zmanim. But it's not two separate things. You can't have a bracha of two separate things. If it's two separate things, it's two separate brachas. It's one bracha about Yontif. But Yontif has to include in it Yisrael ve'Azmanim. Yisrael ve'Azmanim, because Yontif's Kedusha depends upon Yisrael. But it's one bracha about Zmanim. It's Yisrael ve'Azmanim. And you can't put Shabbos in there, because by doing that, you're implying Shabbos is also Yisrael ve'Shabbos. But it's not true. Yisrael, Shabbos is independent of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, you have to first give Shevach on Shabbos, and then you give Shevach on Yontif. What's the Shevach on Yontif? Yisrael ve'Hazmanim. Because that's just, Yisrael ve'Hazmanim is not two independent things. It's the nature of our Shevach on Yontif. And you can't shove Shabbos in the middle of it, because Yisrael ve'Hazmanim is a Shevach on Yontif. So you can't just look at the thing like in terms of the way it sounds on the surface. On the surface, it sounds like you're praising God about two totally separate things. Tai is Mekadesh Kal Yisrael, is Mekadesh Manim. And then on the surface, then you put Yontif Shabbos in the middle of the, you know, together as Manim. But he says you have to look halachically. The way the two could coexist even is because Yisrael as Manim is a unit, which is a unit of Yontif with via Kal Yisrael. And therefore, he held Shabbos has to be distinct. So the Seder of the Bracha can't just be based upon the plain implication of the Shabbat which you're giving. But he's showing him you have to get down to the implication, the conceptual relationship between Yisrael ve'Azmanim. Yisrael ve'Azmanim isn't really two independent things. They're a unit explaining the nature of the Kedushas Yontif, and therefore Shabbos cannot possibly be in there. And that's the Gemara of Paskin that says that was right. I mean, it seems good. I mean, the Gemara goes with that Maskana. But I mean, there's a plain shot. There's a good sense of the plain shot, but he's saying it's not true. You can't do that. And I, it's a little bit incongruous, so to speak. The bracha sounds like it's a little funny. It's got the Shabbos, and then the Jews, and then the Zmanim. Okay, whatever. What do you know? You can't do anything about that. I mean, it's the simple sound of the bracha, it sounds a little funny. But Shabbos and Zmanim, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you're right. In a certain sense, that's why there's Avina. I mean, there is a certain lack of simplicity in the formulation, or the reading of the thing. But that doesn't matter. You have to look at the bracha conceptually, not the way it sounds. So let's look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Let's try to figure him out together here. Okay. So Rabbeinu Chananel is based upon, I mean, the Gemara. So it turned out, if you recall, there's this is the way Rashi learned. There's three different ways in the Gemara. How do you do the bracha? Beis Shammai held you do two separate brachas. Bracha of Shabbos, bracha of Yontif, independent brachas. Beis Hillel held you do one bracha, which was Maschil B'Shel Shabbos, Messiah B'Shel Shabbos, and you have Yontif in the middle. You start with Shabbos, V'titen Lon as Yom HaMenucha, then there's Yom Chag HaMaschil, so whatever, and then you finish Mekadesh HaShabbos. Okay, you finish Mekadesh HaShabbos. Only Mekadesh HaShabbos. That was the way Beis Hillel held. And Rebbe holds, you start with Shabbos and then Yontif, But then you finish with a Shabbos V'yantif. Right? Shabbos V'yantif. Okay, those are the three positions. And we define that, maybe we'll bring up the Svaras again if it becomes relevant. But let's see Rabbeinu Chananel learns. So it says, Tanu Rabbanan. This is a reading from the Rabbeinu Chananel on Tessayin and Beis at the bottom. Okay, this is where he starts the Gemara. It says, Beis Yantav Shechal B'Shabbos. Beis Hillel. So this is Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai is the same, two separate brachas. He says, Maspalel Zayin, you do seven. Maschel B'Shel Shabbos. You start with Shabbos, and Messiah B'Shel Shabbos. And you end with Shabbos. V'Omer Kedush Zayim Ba'Amtza. Okay, and you say, Kedush Zayim in the middle, same text. Pirush. This is the explanation. Mispal Gimel Rishonos Gimel Chronos. So you say the first three and last three, fine. The Omer, Ata Bechar Tanu Ba'emtza. You say Ata Bechar Tanu in the middle of the tefillah. Maskel B'shel Shabbos. You start with Shabbos. The Omer, because Ata Bechar Tanu Mikol Hamim, what is that? Let's look at that text. So Ata Bechar Tanu Mikol Hamim, you chose us from all the nations. Ata Osanu Ratzis Zivanu. So you basically loved us, gave us a Mekadesh of the Mitzvahs, care of Tamil Kinla with the Secha, brought us close to your Avodah, Vishnu Lava HaKadosh Lein Cross, and you called your great name upon us. You're not talking about anything about days. So far, you haven't mentioned any days. It's just talking about Mekadesh Yisrael. Talked about the fact God chose us. Then, you say about Titan. So that's fine. So that's not Shabbos Yom Tov yet. So you do that. So then he says, the Omer Vatitan Lanu Elok Hashem Elokeinu is Yom HaMenoach. Right? Then you gave us the Yom HaMenucha, Shabbos. That's what it means, Maslo B'Shal Shabbos. We don't do that. You just Yom HaMenucha. Oh, do we? No, no, no. How do we add it? We have a Shabbos insert. Do we add it in there, or we don't add it in yet?
You do add it in Matitam
Lano. No, Hashem Elokeinu. This Yom HaShabbos is that? This Yom HaMenucha is that? I think you do, right? Let me see here.
You might.
You might. Might. Yeah, you say, yes. You say, V'titah L'Hashem Akeinu V'Ava, Shabbosos L'Menucha, U'Mo'adem L'Simcha. So if there's Shabbos, you do Shabbos first. So we do that. Right? Es Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, V'es Yom Chag Matzos Hazeh. So you see, we do. We do that. So you start with Shabbos, right? Maslo V'Shel Shabbos. Okay? V'titah L'Yom HaZeh. Messiah B'Shel Shabbos. How does it mean Messiah Shabbos? B'simcha v'sasam hinchal tanu v'shabbosos u'mo'adei kadshecha. Okay. So how does this go? It says then at the end you say, how does it go? It says, b'avo v'simcha v'hinchaleinu Hashem Elokeinu b'avo v'ratzon b'simcha v'sasam shabbos u'mo'adei kadshecha. I think you say she mentioned Shabbos at the end also. Right? Because that's the end in Rahasienu. You say Shabbos, Samodei Kachacha. So you start with Shabbos, and you end. In the end, you also put Shabbos first. Shabbos, Samodei Kachacha. Shabbos, Samodei Kachacha. Right. That's basically all. Okay, so Maslo B'Shel Shabbos. But Messiah Michel Shabbos means that you begin the Vatitan Lanu with Shabbos and you end the thing with Shabbos. And you put Yontif stuff in the middle. Right? I guess you talk about Yontif, Chag HaMatzos, and Yal V'Yava, whatever, in the middle. Okay, it's in the middle. Your mention of, I guess, Shabbos precedes and ends the thing, and you have Yontif, the particular Yontif, Chag HaMatzos, or whatever, in the middle. That's what it means, Maschel B'Shel Shabbos, Messiah. The Maslo Shal Shabbos to Messiah Mishal Shabbos to Gishem Be'amtza. So, but this is different, so far this is different from Rashi, because Rashi said Maslo Mishal Shabbos means Vatitan Lanu, you start with Shabbos. Messiah Mishal Shabbos meant the Chasima is Shabbos. The Chasima, Baruch Toshem Mekadesh HaShabbos. And Gishem Be'amtza means all the other stuff you mentioned, Yantif, in the middle. Okay, but the Rechonel is saying if you start with Shabbos means you start by Titan Lanu with Shabbos and you end the Asienu, which is before not the Chasima, you end with Shabbos. Okay, so he doesn't say anything about the Chasima, Rechonel. Okay, let's keep reading. Rebbe Omer, Af Chosem Be'amekadesh Yisrael Ve'ha-Shabbos Ve'ha-Zmanim. You also finish with Yisrael and Shabbos and the Zmanim. And then Ravina says, "I mean, Kaddish Shabbos Yisrael Hazmanim." right? So you also chosen with it. And Amr Rabbi Yosef, Elchus like Rabbi, the chosen ba. You can hear it to Rina, Mechel Mekadesh, Mashal Shal Azmanim. Yeah. So it sounds like the way he's learning is that according to Beis Hillel, you'd mention Vatitenlan, you mentioned Shabbos in the Vatitenlano and in the Vasieno, but you'd finish with Yontif. And then Rebbe says, no, you finish with Shabbos also. The Shabbos isn't only in the Vatitenlan and the Vasieno, but it's also you even chosim with Shabbos. Which would mean that Beis Hillel would hold you're not chosim with Shabbos. You're chosim only with Yontif. The opposite of the way Rashi was learning. According to Rashi, Beis Hillel was learning that your chasima is only a chasima of Shabbos. That's what it means. Maschal v'shal Shabbos, Messiah v'shal Shabbos. Messiah means you finish with Shabbos. Rashi said it means the chasima. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. Rechananel seems to be learning, no, Messiah v'shal Shabbos means that you're Messiah the v'hasienu, Shabbos v'modei kachacha. Right, is with that. But then the chasima he doesn't say. Presumably it's the chasima of Yontif because it's Yontif davening. And then comes along Rebbe and he's saying, no, you have to be Masayim with Shabbos as well. Right, Shabbos and Yontif together. Right, that's what it says. Rebbe Amar Af Chosim Ba Mikadesh Shabbos Yisrael Azmanim. That means you not only are you Masayim with Shabbos, not only are you Masayim with Shabbos, but you even finish with Shabbos. You even a chosim with Shabbos. That's the way. As according to Rashi, the kosher doesn't mean af chosim ba. You also chosim with it. So Rashi learned Beis Hillel says you finish with Shabbos, and then Rebbe saying no, you also finish with Yontif. Rebbe Chanan seems to be learning the opposite. Is that Beis Hillel is saying you finish with Yontif? He says you should put Shabbos in the beginning with Titilanu and Vahasienu, but you finish with Yontif. And then Rebbe's come and say, no, you even finish Chosim is also, Chosim also has Shabbos in it. So it seems like Rebbe Chanan is introducing a new possibility that within Beis Hillel, you would imagine that you would not put Shabbos, your Chosim would be only Yontif. So we explain the Chosim would be only Shabbos. Because we said that you'd say a Shevach is on the experiential Yom. And in terms of the experience of Shvisa, it's a Shvisa of Shabbos. It's not a Shvisa of Yontif, because you have the full Shvisa. But now there's a new Shita Rechon is introducing that the Chasima would be a Chasima of Yontif only, not of Shabbos. Shabbos would be mentioned in the but not in the Chasima. I mean, that's the one Shita I think we have to explain, the new thing Rechon is adding. To summarize the problem, okay? Just the facts. The basic thing is, one new fact here, is that Rabbi Chananel's learning, Shita Beis Hillel, was that the chasima of the bracha has to be only Yontif. Only Yontif. Mekadesh Yisrael Hazmanu. Okay? You mentioned Shabbos in Ratiten Lano, and then the end of Vasienu, but the chasima is only Yontif. The question is why? I mean, I understand if you want to say it's only Shabbos, because Shabbos overshadows Yontif, but to say that you're only Yontif, well, Yontif overshadows Shabbos, so it seems the opposite. So what's the idea of, why would you say the Chasim would only be Yontif? And then comes along Rabbi who says, no, put Shabbos in the Chasim also. What's that question? Right? Another question. Is what's the davening that we do? We do Atta Bechartano. And we add in Shabbos, right? So why do we do that? Why don't we do Yismach Moshe, you know, whatever, and add in Yalviyavo Yontif, and finish Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael HaZmanim? Right? I mean, why is it? Is the davening is really a Yontif davening, which adds in Shabbos? Right? Shouldn't it be the opposite? If you're saying is the Iker is Shabbos, right? And so we're holding our seams. Shabbos is more important to primary. So then why is it? Like on Chol Moed, what do? We do a Shabbos davening and we put in Yal V'Yavo. Right? Now we don't say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azman, we just say Mekadesh HaShabbos. But fine, so here you have to say Zmanim also. But still, why is it that it's a Yontif davening with Shabbos inserts? Why isn't a Shabbos davening with Yontif inserts? Right? That's an interesting question, huh? So, there's an idea, I think, I can't remember, this is, maybe, I think the Rav has a piece about this, the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov or something like that. I remember, I don't know if I've been done, but Rav Shimla told me about it. I mean, I don't know if he had exactly, what exactly he said, though. But there's a Ramban, which I have here. I'm not sure, maybe I knew about it because of that year, I don't really know. But the Ramban says, it's a Ramban in Vayikra, and parts of Emor, which talks about the Yom Tovim, you know. So he says, it's on Mikroi Kodesh. Right, it says, because it says, what does this pasuk say? Eile modeh v'amata v'darvanis v'amata modeh Hashem, the yantifs of Hashem, Hashem tikru osam mikroi kodesh, that you should call them mikroi kodesh, call them kodesh, eilehem odeh. So what does it mean, mikroi kodesh, you should call them kodesh? What does that mean? Right? What does it mean, call them kodesh? What's pshat, right? What do you mean, call them kodesh? Okay. So the Ramban says, it says, Sheyu b'yom hazeh. It's the end of the Ramban on that pasuk. It's a pretty long Ramban, but the end of it. Towards the end of it. He says, Sheyu b'yom hazeh kulam kruim v'nesafim l'kadesh oso. It says, on that day, they all gather together to be mekadesh. They call out and gather to be mekadesh the day. Ki mitzvah hi al yisraeli kaveit b'beis elokim. Because it's a mitzvah on the Jewish people to gather together in the house of God, b'yom moed, on a yantif, l'kadesh hayom b'farhesya, to be mekadesh a day in public, b'tefillah, v'halel, l'kel, exos nekia, through tefillah and praise to God with a nice clean clothing, v'lasos l'yom mishta, make it into a day of mishta, right, and so on. So he's saying is it means the special mitzvah on Yontif to dav, gather together in shuls and to call it Yontif through your tefillah and through your praise of God. And that's why I think Rebbe said from this that it's a special mitzvah of davening with the tzibur on Yontif. That you shouldn't go somewhere on Yontif where you're not going to have a minion. You know, like to go up to New Hampshire or to go, I don't know, on a vacation for a Yontif. A Yontif really is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for everybody to gather together and to be mekadesh the Yom, you know, in public. It's tefillah. Part of the thing of Mikroi Kodesh, that we gather together in shuls with the tzibur and we are mekadesh the Yom, expressing the Kedushas of the Yom. So the point why I bring this in is that the tefillah on Yontif is not just the same thing as the tefillah on Shabbos. See, Shabbos is Kadosh Omer. Shabbos, you don't need to create the Kedusha. Klal Yisrael is creating the Kedusha, primarily through Bezim, you know, the calendar, and then through Klal Yisrael, keeping it and proclaiming it and gathering together and davening the tefillah of Yontif. So the tefillah of Yontif functions as a part of the Mekadesh, part of the sanctifying Yontif, part of creating the day. So it could be that's why there's a tefillah shel Yontif. That's why you don't say the Shabbos davening, but there's a special Yontif davening. The tefillah is a tefillah shel Yontif, because even though Shabbos is a more primary idea, but so to speak, you don't need Shabbos davening to create Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos anyways. We're just responding, we're giving Shabbos about Shabbos. But in Yontif, the tefillah is everyone's gathering together for a Yontif davening to be Mekadesh Neyom. So therefore, it could be that's why the tefillah is really a Yontif davening. Now, of course, you have to give Shabbos about Shabbos. You can't forget about Shabbos. But the tefillah is really a tefillah shel Yontif. And it could be that that's why Beis Hillel held that you finish Lichosim Mekadesh of Yontif, Yishov HaZman. He held that, look, you could say Shabbos. Shabbos is primary. And therefore, when you're talking about what God gave us, you say, start with Shabbos. You have Shabbos at the beginning, Shabbos is Eves, Yom Tov, and also you say it. But the Chasima, it's still a Tefillah Shel Yontif. It's you're mentioning Shabbos. It's inserts. You're mentioning Shabbos in the Tefillah Shel Yontif. But tefillah is tefillah shel yantif. So therefore he held the chasima has to be a chasima of yantif, not an av Shabbos. He'll dilute the character of the tefillah of being a tefillah yantif if you throw in the Megadish Shabbos. You know? That's what Beis Hillel held. Beis Hillel held the chasima still has to be relegated to yantif, so that it's a character of the tefillah shel yantif. Somehow it seems Rabbi held, no, that's not true. Even though you finish, you add in the chasima of Shabbos, it's still the nature of the tefillah is the tefillah shel yantif. Like, that's maybe the question. It's like, do you say that by putting, in theory, really, Shabbos should belong in the chasima? Because you give me Shevach about that as well, and that's part of the Shevach. Part of Shevach about the Yom. Question is does putting Shabbos in the chasima as a bracha, so to speak, undermine the character of the tefillah as being a tefillah shel yantif? You know? Is it sufficient that you're doing Atta Bechartanu, Vatitan Lanu, the normal tefillah, you know? Or do you say, look, the ikar of a tefillah is the chasima of the bracha, and if the chasima is the chasima of Shabbos and Yantif, then it loses the character of a tefillah shel yantif. And that's the idea, has to have a character of a tefillah shel yantif. So does the character of tefillah shel yantif has to be established through the chasima, in which case it's going to have to only be Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, can't put Shabbos in, or no, you can establish it through the rest of the thing. The tzura of the bracha, you know, and then you can put Shabbos into the thing, and that's what I was passing in there. You could put it, you could even be chosim with Shabbos. You could put it in the chasima, and it doesn't take away. So Jonas is good. Is that the way it's concluding? You put Shabbos in the chasima, and it's like it's an insert. In a certain sense, it's like it's an insert. It's a tefillah shel yantif, but since it's Shabbos, you have to insert it even in the chasima. It's an essential insert. I mean, it's essential to be there. But still, the basic thing, it's a tefillah shel shagalim. If you look in the Siddur, it's in the section of shel shagalim. You're not opening up. You're not doing the normal tefillah of Shabbos. But it's tefillah shel shagalim, which has Shabbos, but it's Shabbos and important, and it's first even. It's first even. Because in terms of ordering of Shabbos, Shabbos is before yantif. But the character of the tefillah is tefillah shel yantif with the Shabbos insert. You know? But that's what Rabbi Beis Hillel didn't like that. He held that once you're going to put Shabbos in the chasima, then you're going to take away from the character of being a tefillah shel yantif. Now it's going to really be a tefillah both or whatever. It's going to lose the forefront of being tefillah shel yantif, and that takes away. So he's saying atta b'chatanu. But the main tefillah, the tefillah is really the chasima. Right? So therefore, within Rashi, within Rechananel, there's a Havmin of Beis Hillel that you actually only mention Yantif. But Rashi learned differently. Rashi didn't have this whole thing. Rashi learned is that the Mechayv of the Tefillah is the experiential day. And since experientially it's the Meshvisa of Shabbos, so therefore Beis Hillel, you only mention Shabbos. Because that's the nature of the experience. Two totally different ways of learning, you know? Totally different track. Yeah. Next thing I'm going to do for next Gemara. And it's a machlokas really about where you mention Yal V'Yava. Funny is, you wouldn't think such a thing as a machlokas, but like we do Yal V'Yava in the bracha of Voda in Ritzai. But it seems to be machlokas as to whether it seems like this shita holds Rabbi Eliezer holds you do it like where you do Al Nisim, you know, da. Okay, so that's next Gemara. You do the next Gemara. So it's right of the two dots, you know, Tan Rabbanan. Okay, and if you look there, it's not only vis-a-vis Shabbos. It's a general question about where you put Yal V'Yava. I mean, we go to Tosefta and Brachos. You'll see. If you want to go to Tosefta and Brachos in Perek Gimel, it quotes it. And also, I think a relevant Gemara is the Gemara in Sukkah Mem Vav Amud Beis, which talks about Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Okay? Chol Yom Yom Tein Lomim Berchosav. That's a relevant Gemara. It talks about the idea of mentioning the day and the tefillah. So you can look at that one also. Okay, so I guess we'll get started with that tomorrow. It may take us, you know. Tomorrow. I don't know if we're going to finish it tomorrow. What's tomorrow's Thursday?
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah. Still okay. Recording.